presenting Riot Squad, starring Henry Fonda.
Jonesy, you can dance the gol-darndest Irish jig.
Dave, you can swim the gol-darndest Australian crawl.
Yes, Dave can swim the gol-darndest Australian crawl for a man without any legs. Old Dave was born with legs, fine, sturdy legs, that carried him through the first 23 years of an active life. Now, without any legs, Dave belongs to the Riot Squad. And that's our story. A drama of courage in faraway places, of romance that almost reached happiness. A real life story starring Henry Fonda as Dave in Riot Squad.
Ward boy. Ward boy.
That you, Dave?
Yeah, may I have a drink of water, please?
Sure. Maybe you'd rather have a chocolate ice cream soda with four scoops of strawberry and banana ice cream. Here's your water, Dave.
Thank you.
Anything else I can do for you?
You can stop my leg hurting. Ah, skip it.
Okay. If you need me.
Wait, come here a minute, will you?
Now what's eating you?
Where am I?
In Manila, base hospital.
Oh. My right hand, what's the matter with it?
Well, Dave, the way they got it all tied up looks to me like a bee must have stung you.
You mean you won't tell me?
I mean, I don't know. If I did, I'd tell you.
Thanks.
Try to grab some sleep. I'll see you in the morning.
Okay. My right hand. What's the matter with it? If anything's really wrong, I can't work. My mechanical drawing, my job with the architect. How'll I make a living if I can't draw anymore? A man's right hand. A man's got to have a right hand. If my right hand's gone... Oh, God. Ward boy. Ward boy, come here, please.
Dave, you're going to wake up everybody.
You got to tell me.
Dave, I don't know about your right hand.
Not my right hand, my legs. Tell me about my legs.
Your legs? Dave, your legs are gone.
Of course, I remember now, the lieutenant asking for volunteers.
Men, there's a minefield dead ahead. We've got to clear it. Who'd like to peel this mess of potatoes with me?
This was my 79th day on Okinawa. I'd kept track through all the muck we'd been in. It was June 19th, 1945, almost my birthday, which is June 28th.
I want two men out of each squad.
The lieutenant was a good guy. He'd got me out a few days before when I was pinned down in an open field by a Jap machine gun fire.
Well, you guys, we're combat engineers. We've got to use our vacuum cleaners on that minefield.
I'll go with you, Lieutenant.
Okay, Dave.
So will I, Lieutenant. If Dave's going, I'll go.
That was Jonesy, my sidekick.
Okay, Dave, Jonesy, let's go. We'll pick the men from the other squad.
The lieutenant went first, then Jonesy, then me. Then the guys from the other squads. We went single file. The lieutenant headed for two American tanks that had been hit by shell fire and burned. They were halfway up a pretty steep embankment. The lieutenant climbed up between the two wrecked tanks and kept on going. Jonesy climbed up and went on too. I was almost on his heels when...
Dave! Dave, hey, hey boy.
I can't see, Lieutenant.
Take it easy, Dave.
I think it's just dirt in my eyes, Lieutenant.
Don't try to wipe your eyes with that hand, Dave.
Jonesy, is my right hand hurt?
Don't bother now, Dave.
I guess I stepped on a mine, Lieutenant.
Don't talk. Here comes the first aid man.
My legs, Lieutenant. Both of them. Lieutenant, what's the matter with my legs?
Your legs? Dave, your legs are gone.
Have come.
Both of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, now, here, take it easy.
Take it easy? I'm going to take it on the land. I'm going to strap on my wonderful legs and go home dancing.
Dave, are you going to try, really try to learn to walk with your artificial legs?
For Pete's sake, what else would I do?
Well, some of the boys try and give up.
Not me. I'm going to try and get up off my fat... Well, nurse, if I sit here any longer, I'll develop a middle-aged spread like you.
Why, you... Dave, in a few days when you can walk, will you do me a favor?
Dance the tango with you, maybe.
No. In the next ward, there's a boy who's not nearly so badly off as you are.
Cut the sob stuff.
Dave, you lost both your legs above the knee.
So what? Let's face it, I'm 24 years old. I've got my life to live. It's going to be a good life. I'm bound and determined it's going to be the best life. My stumps are healed, my artificial legs have arrived, and in a minute Anne will arrive because she's always on time.
I never saw anyone so much in love.
I hope you mean Anne.
I mean both of you.
But her folks don't know about me. My legs.
You aren't marrying her folks.
Nurse, you always marry the girl's folks. And to get Anne, I'll become a bigamist or whatever it takes.
Well, you take her into the next ward when she comes, and both of you talk to this boy. He has only one leg gone, and he's psycho about it.
All right, I'll dance a jig for him.
Dave, whatever you do, I'm sure it'll be right.
Thanks. What time is it?
Well, it's exactly 1 minute after 11.
Anne's a minute late. Something's wrong.
You ridiculous boy. You accept the fact that you're a double amputee, but you go to pieces when your girl is a minute late.
That's really important. I tell you, something's wrong.
Oh, silly. Here's Anne now. I'll see you later.
Oh, hello, Nurse.
Hello, Anne.
Dave, darling.
Anne, what's wrong?
How did you know something's wrong?
Tell me, what is it?
Dave, my father, he's had a heart attack. Mother called long distance.
And you're going home, I know.
Oh, Dave, I must. But it's only New York. New York isn't so far from Washington.
New York's a million miles from Walter Reed Hospital, where I am now.
Dave, why do you say such a thing?
You answer me a question. Did you write your folks about me?
Why, yes, you wanted me to. I finally did. They got my letter this morning.
And right away, your father has a heart attack. You see, Anne, why I said New York's a million miles away from Walter Reed Hospital?
I'll come back. I promise I will.
If you don't, I'll come to you. I'll walk to you. Oh, Anne, darling, if your folks see me walking, maybe they'll forget that I'm minus my legs. Didn't come back. I wrote to her once. She didn't answer. Of course, I knew what had happened. Her folks talked her out of marrying a man without legs. Well, I'd accepted that fact for myself. My job was to make others accept it, to accept me as a normal man. Inside, I felt strong, but not quite strong enough. A man can admit to himself that he needs help without being weak. All of a sudden, I wanted to be with men like myself, fellows who'd lost their arms or their hearing or their legs or their eyes. When you're with your own kind, you don't feel different. I joined the Riot Squad. That's the name of a social club organized by the DAV, the Disabled American Veterans, for guys like us. Jonesy, you can dance the gol-darndest Irish jig.
Dave, you can swim the gol-darndest Australian crawl.
I haven't mentioned that after I got it, Jonesy got it. His eyes. And what he meant about the Australian crawl was, among a lot of other things, the Riot Squad provided a swimming pool for us to exercise in. I developed into a pretty fair swimmer, and I met a lot of fine friends. All we did was talk jobs and how to make a living for ourselves and our dependents. I happened to have my mother, thank God, and bless her heart. And I'd almost completed my plan.
Hey, can the music, will you? Listen, fellas, General Jonathan Wainwright, National Commander of the Disabled American Veterans, is on his way here for a look-see. Come on, get things ship-shape, will you?
Ship-shape? That's a heck of a way to talk to a man who's in the Army.
General Jonathan Wainwright, I want to introduce you to David Snyder, otherwise Private First Class Snyder of the Combat Engineers of the 96th Division.
I know your story, Dave. What part has the DAV played in your rehabilitation?
Well, sir, through the Disabled American Veterans, I was enrolled at the Bulova Watch Company for vocational training, where for 20 months I studied watchmaking and watch repair.
Well, then,
I have my own business at 3319 Ditmars Boulevard in Astoria, Long Island.
Dave, may I ask, how did you finance your own business?
Well, sir, I'm listed as 100% disabled. I received the legal pension for such a disability. I saved every nickel I could, and with my savings, I bought a small jewelry and watch repair business, which I am determined to build into a prosperous concern. I must be a real businessman because I have a mortgage to pay off.
Dave, you have great spirit.
If I have, I received a lot of it from the guidance and help provided freely by the DAV. For instance, the riot squad, which the DAV organized, a social club where we met and encouraged each other and exchanged ideas and plans. You know, sir, I have a burning ambition to dance an Irish jig.
Wait a minute, Dave. Why not?
Why not indeed, sir? Hey, how about some music? I'm going to try that jig right now. Slower. A little slower still, please. Here goes.
Here, Dave, let me help
you out. Thanks. Let me alone, please. Don't pick me up. I'll pick myself up. This is Henry Fonda speaking. It's been a privilege and an honor to play Dave Snyder, an actual living man, a disabled American veteran who has refused to let the loss of both his legs ruin his life. In fact, Dave Snyder is one of the most cheerful guys you could meet. And since he started his own small business, he knows his future is good. General Wainwright, will you speak now as National Commander of the Disabled American Veterans?
All our disabled veterans ask is a chance to become self-respecting, self-supporting citizens. Surveys show that disabled veterans have less absenteeism because of illness than able-bodied persons doing the same job, and so are more productive. I ask you all to give the disabled veteran a chance to prove his worth at the job.
Thank you, General Wainwright. Friends, this is Henry Fonda reminding you that there are more than 2.5 million disabled veterans. You can all help by sending in a contribution to the DAV, Disabled American Veterans, which free of charge helps the disabled veteran to help himself. Through its 350 trained national service officers, the DAV sees that he gets proper medical treatment, needed job training, helps him find a job, and at the same time takes a load off the taxpayers' back. The DAV Service Foundation depends entirely upon public contributions. Here is a way all of you can help Dave and the thousands like him. This is Henry Fonda asking you to send in your contribution today to the DAV, Box 100, New York City. I repeat, DAV, Box 100, New York City.
You have heard Henry Fonda in Riot Squad, the dramatization of the true story of Dave Snyder, a disabled American veteran. This program was written by Edward Barry Roberts and was produced by Lawrence Hammond and presented as a public service through the cooperation of the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. Original music composed and conducted by Lloyd Schaefer.